This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everybody to Daf HaShavua, Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, and continue Daf HaShavua. So the learning should be Le'ilay Nishmas, Rav Menachem Mordechai Ben Michael, and I don't remember the Nechama Bas Moshe Yitzchak, Neshama Shav and Aliyah. The Yartzets are Yud Ches and Yud Tes Tishrei. Okay, that's Rav Nosson Wadler's father and mother, respectively. Neshama Shav and Aliyah should be Melitza Yisharim for their home Shvach HaBias Gal Tzedek. Okay, Chafal Fomabe. So now we're in the Sugya of Shniyos. Now, we began the Sugya of Shniyos yesterday with the Tan Rabbanon Mahim Shniyos, and the Gemara gave 8 cases. Mother's mother, father's mother, the wife of your father's father, the wife of your mother's father, the wife of your brother, of your father's brother from his mother, the wife of your mother's brother from her father. So we have your father's brother, even from his mother, your mother's brother from the father. The Gemara today will discuss your mother's brother from her mother. Okay? Your son's daughter-in-law. What about your daughter's daughter-in-law? That we have not discussed. The Kalas Bitoy, your Kalas Binoy, your son's daughter-in-law, and Kalas Bitoy, your daughter's daughter-in-law. Okay, Amar Rav, says Rav, Arba Noshim Yeshlam Hefsik, 4 women have an interruption. Sruli, you hear that? Agatamayid. 4 women have a interruption. That means there are 4 women that their shniyos come to an end, meaning them and not above them. All the other shniyos are ad infinitum. In other words, they're never ending. But there are 4 women that it stops. Now, Rav had a tradition of... He heard from his rabbeim, 4 women, there's a hefsik in their iser shniya. And Rav knew about 3 of them. He couldn't identify the 4th. Nokat Rav Yadei Tlas. Rav was able to grab in his hand 3 of them. Eishes, Achi, Ha'em min ha'av, the wife of his mother's brother from the father, the wife of his mother's brother from the father, which is Shnia number 6, mentioned earlier. So the wife of your mother's brother from her father. Only the wife of your mother's brother from her father, but not the wife of your mother's mother's brother from her father. Okay, not the generation above. Okay, as Rashi says, the wife of the brother of your mother's of the wife of the brother of your mother's mother is mutter. In other words, your great uncle's wife is mutter. Your grandmother's brother's wife. So I know my mother's mother. Her brother is Dr. Seymour Glick in Be'er Sheva. So his wife is mutaris. That's what the Gemara is saying. Okay? So... that is, okay, let me just get, I'm sorry, I'm getting my bearings here. Eishas achi ho'em min ha'av. Next. Ve'eishas achi ho'av min ho'em. The wife of the brother of your father from the mother. So we say like this. The wife of your father's brother from his mother. She is asar. But your wife of your father's father's brother from the mother is mutter. V'kalosai, and your daughter-in-law is Usser. But below her is Mutaris. And Rashi points out that the Gemara is going to ask, what are you talking about? Your daughter-in-law is not a Shnia, it's an Isser Daraisa. Okay, but Rav did not know about the fourth. Ze'iri, on the other hand, he added the fourth. Ze'iri Moisef Af Ishas Avi Imai. Your mother's father's wife, she is Asura, but your mother's father's father's wife is Mutaras. So Rashi says, we permit Ishas Avi Imai. And the reason is because there's no marriage d'oraisa in that generation, in that line. Okay, now how do you remember the case that Ze'iri added? Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak v'simanech di'ilave di'ilai d'Rav. Ze'iri added a case above Rav. Rav spoke about Eishes Ache Ha'em Min Ha'av, the wife of the brother of your mother from her father, or Eishes Achi Ha'av Min Ha'em, or the wife of the brother of the father from the mother. So Ziri is a generation above. Ziri Moisef Af Eishes Avi Imai. So Ziri is basically talking about a generation above the generations that Rav is talking about. Okay, beautiful. V'Rav Maitam Alei Chashev Lei. Why didn't Rav consider Ziri's case that Eishes Avi Imai is Aser, but Eishes Avi Imai is Mutaras? The answer is Michlefale Be'eshes Avi Aviv. Because Rav holds that their taka it's Aser ad infinitum. Because you're going to confuse the wife of the father of your mother with the wife of the your father of your father. And the wife of your father's father, she's Aser forever and ever, meaning the wife of your father's father is Aser, and the wife of your father's father is Aser, and the wife of your father's father is Aser. So if we're going to allow the wife of your father's mother, so it's going to get confusing. And we don't like to get confused. That's what it looks like. Nobody here wants to get confused. Everybody wants to be clear. And the Gemara says, no, this is a very interesting thing. I think times have changed. Let's take a poll. You ready? Who here visits their family more or less than their wife's family? You know who's going to admit, who's going to answer this question? Who do you visit more? Your side of the family or your wife's side of the family? Anybody willing to brave this one? It's not like we're on tour anytime or anything. No. Come on, one person. Somebody help me out here. Sroli, I see.
Wife. I'm with the wife.
You're with the wife. No, anybody else?
I'm with my in-laws now, so.
Oh, there you go. Anybody else want to offer something on that? Do you visit your side or your wife's side more often? Don't worry, we could always edit the video after. Okay. The Gemara, here's what the Gemara says. A man always visits his side of the family more than his wife's side. I don't know, maybe times have clearly changed. But back in the day, you visited your side of the family. Says Gemara, Uzeiri lahasam shchiach va'azal. To your side of the family, you frequently visit. And you know that there's more relation, so you know that would be Aser. But when do you ever visit your wife's side of the family? Why would somebody do that? So since people don't do that, So people know there's a difference between their side of the family and their wife's side. What's the difference? One you visit and one you avoid. That's what the Gemara says. V'ziri lahasam shchiach va'azal, lahachaloi shchiach va'azal. Not everything that we learn together needs to be repeated. Okay? Fine. We continue. The Gemara says, kalasoi da'iraisahi. So the Gemara says that one of the four arayos, one of the three arayos, that Rav said has a hefsek is your daughter-in-law. But what do you mean? That's not a shmiya, that's d'oraisa. Says the Gemara, d'chsev erves kalos, chaloi segale, don't reveal the erva of your daughter-in-law. Says Gemara, what it means is ema kalos benai, the daughter-in-law of your son.
That's what it means. Meaning, the daughter-in-law of your son is Aser, but the daughter-in-law of your grandson is Muteras. Says Gemara, V'kalas v'no yisha hefsik. The daughter-in-law of your son has a hefsik. V'atanya, kalosai erva, kalas v'no yishniya, v'chinata emra b'vnoyu v'en b'nai etzav kaladoros.
When it comes to daughter-in-law, your daughter-in-law and your son's daughter-in-law, and your grandson's and your great-grandson, your great-great-grandson, I give you all a bracha. You should go to the wedding of your great-grandson's daughter-in-law. Okay, but Ela Ema Kalas Bita. When we talk about daughter-in-law, it's talking about your daughter's daughter-in-law. Dam Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, Hamilsa Migava Rabba Shmili. The following matter I heard from a great person, Umanu, and who's that? Rabbi Ami. Lai Asu Kala Elamimne Kala. I heard the following from a great man. Daughter-in-law is Asr because of daughter-in-law. So that's a very cryptic statement, a very mysterious, ambiguous statement. What does it mean? Daughter-in-law is only Asr because of daughter-in-law. V'amruli Kaldoi, and a certain astrologer told me, a certain astrologer told me, Malafna Havis Amina, Malafna Havis, Malafna Havis, you will be a teacher, you will be smart. So he got a prediction from one of these soothsayers, or from actually not a soothsayer but an astrologer, that he's going to be a wise man. So Rav Chizda said, this matter I heard from a great man, Rav Ami, they only asked a kala mipnei a kala. And Rav Chizda said that the astrologer told me that I'm going to be smart. So I said like this, I gavra rabba havina, if I'm going to be a smart man on my own, as bramidata, then I'll explain Rav Ami's statement on my own. I mikri dariki havina, if I'm going to be a teacher of children, ashayla mirabanan, I'll ask the rabbis, the Asul Bei Kanishta, that come to the shul. Says the Gemara. That Rav Chizda said, Hashta svarasa midatoi, and now I was able to explain it on my own, meaning I taka became a gavra rabba in my own right. Layasu kalas bita elamishum kalas b'nai. They only answered your daughter's daughter-in-law because of your son's daughter-in-law. You see, your son's daughter-in-law, you cannot marry his wife. So therefore, they asserted your son's daughter-in-law. But your daughter's daughter-in-law, there's no one in her generation that it's us, that you're asserted to Midai Raisa, and therefore, her daughter-in-law should be Mutaris. It's only so you don't get it confused with your son's daughter-in-law, but we only asser your daughter's daughter-in-law, not your daughter's daughter's daughter-in-law. So now the Gemara gives the examples of families who you might mix up the daughter's daughter-in-law with the son's daughter-in-law. I'm like, by the Rav Azra Lecha, I'll explain to you, Kalasa de Bar Tzisai. Like the daughter-in-law of the household, the Bar Tzisai, where they had a son's daughter-in-law and a daughter's daughter-in-law, and they might get confused. Rav Papa Amar Kugon Kalasa de Bar Papa Baraba. Rav Papa said, for example, daughter-in-law of Rav Papa Baraba. Ravashi Amar Kagon Kalasa Debei Mari Bar Isak. Ravashi said, like the daughter-in-law of Mari Bar Isak. And all these families, they had a son's daughter-in-law and a daughter's daughter-in-law, and they might get mixed up and confused. So therefore, in order to avoid confusion, we ask her both, but the Isra of daughter-in-law goes only to the sons and not to the daughter. Meaning, by the son's daughter-in-law, it's the son's daughter-in-law and the son's sons and the son's 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 daughter-in-law. But by the daughter, it's only the daughter's daughter-in-law and not further. Ibailahu. They had a shayla. How are we doing so far? Everyone good? Okay. Eishas achi ha'em in ha'emahu. We said the wife of the brother of your father, even from his mother, is Aser.
And the wife of the brother of your mother from her father is Aser. What about the wife of the brother of your mother from her mother? Says the Gemara, the wife of the brother of your mother from her mother, what's the din? Eishas achio av minoim. The wife of the brother of your father from the mother of Eishas achio av, and the wife of the brother of your mother from her father. So at least there is paternity there. Either your mother's brother from her father, or your father's brother from her mother. But either way, there is a tzad of paternity. There's fatherhood involved in this relation. Who the gozer abadon? So the rabbis were gozer. So if we're going to be gozer, because we're going to be gozer atu eishes achi ha'av, the wife of the brother of your father, which is doiraisa. You see, the wife of the brother of your father from his father, if it's your father's brother from his father's wife, then there's a doiraisa, so we're going to aser both if it's your father's brother from his mother or your mother's brother from her father, because you're going to get it confused with the wife of the brother of your father from his father. But maybe if there's no side of paternity, maybe it's not different. Amar Rav Safra said, wait a second. He gufa gzera. The wife of the brother of your father from his mother, the wife of the brother of your mother from her father, that's a gzera. Vana nekum nigza gzera gzera. Now we're going to make a gzera to the gzera and aser, the wife of the brother of your mother from her mother? Says Gemara, all the shniyos are gzera gzera. Amar Rava atu kulu lav gzera gzera. Ninu, aren't all the shniyos gzera gzera? Ima yarva. Your mother is an erva. Eim imay shnia. Your mother's mother is a shnia. V'gazru al eim aviv misham eim imay. And they made a gzera on the mother of your father because of the mother of your mother. Why? Because either way, v'tay mamay kulu debay ima rabasikor. They're all called grandma. Really, the only grandma that's also medai raisa. Is only the mother. Eim imai is a shnia. Eim aviv is a gzera to eim imai. Why? Because it's all called grandma. Eishas aviv erva. Your father's wife is an erva. Eishas avi aviv, your grandfather's wife, shnia. V'gozral eishas avi imai. Your mother's father's wife is a gzera misham eishes aviyava because of your father's father's wife. At time amai, kulu, what's the reason for all of them? Debe abba rabba korele. It's grandpa's wife. Eishes achi ha'av min ha'av. And therefore, Rava saying to Rav Safra, we should make a gzera la gzera in the case of the wife of the brother of your mother from her mother. Eishas achio av mina av erva. The wife of the brother of your father from his father is an erva. Eishas achio av mina eim shnia. The wife of the brother of your father from the mother is a shnia. V'gozo eishas achio av mina av mishum achi ha'av mina eim. And they were gozer, the wife of the brother of his father from the father, meaning eishas achio av mina av is an erva. Your father's brother's wife is an erva. Your father's brother's wife from his mother is a shnia. And there are goyzer on eishes achia ha'em min av. There are goyzer on your mother's brother from the father. Misham eishes achio av min ha'em because of the brother of your father from his mother. Because the bottom line is, it's your uncle's wife. They're all called your uncle's wife. So therefore, your mother's brother from his mother is also your uncle's wife. So that should be included in the general rule that we do make a gzera l'gzera in a situation
where it's subsumed in the name grandpa or uncle, and because you know, they might get confused. So the bottom line is, we don't really have a definitive conclusion about did they in fact aser the brother of your mother from his mother's wife. In other words, your mother has a brother from their mother. His wife, is it aser or not? So, Mai, what's the upshot? Tashma, come in here. Dechi asa Rav Yehuda Bar Shila, Amar. When Rav Yehuda Bar Shila came, he said, Amri b'marav, they said in the West, Kol sheh b'nekeva erva, anytime, if it would be a female, it would be an erva, b'zachar gazu al ishtai. If it's a male, there it goes on his wife, mishum shnia. Now, in that case, what would you say about this case? Your mother, are you allowed to live with your mother's sister from her mother? Your mother's sister. No. So then you shouldn't be, that's a dairaisa. Your mother's sister is a dairaisa. So you shouldn't be allowed to live with your mother's brother's wife. Because anytime if it would be a nekeva, it's a dairaisa. If it's a zachar, his wife is a shnia. So now the Gemara is going to explain that. So the Gemara, klalahu, is this a general rule that any time the nekeva is a erva, a zachar's wife is a shnia? We're going to give a lot of exceptions to the rule. Chamoisai erva. Your mother-in-law is an erva. Ervas eshes chamiv. But instead of your mother-in-law, your father-in-law's wife, muteres. Your father-in-law's wife is muter. Bas chamoisai erva. Your mother-in-law's daughter is an erva. But your mother-in-law's son's wife is muteres. Eshes ben chamis muteres. Bas chamiv erva. Your father-in-law's daughter is an erva. Eshes ben chamiv. Your father-in-law's son's wife, muteres. Chargasai erva. Your step daughter is an erva. Your wife's daughter is an erva. Eshes chargoy muteres. Your wife's son's wife is muter. Bas chargasai erva. Your daughter-in-law's daughter. Your wife's daughter's daughter is an erva. But Eshes ben chargoy, your wife's son's wife, muteres. So we see many cases where if it's an akeva, it's an erva, and if it would be a zachar, his wife is muteres. So what is this general rule of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shila that any time the akeva is an erva, the zachar, there goes our lishtei v'had Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shila lasuye mai? What's he coming to include? My love, isn't he in coming to include la'asuye eshes achi ha'im mina'im, the wife of the brother of your mother from her mother, dechosha b'nekeva erva, because if it would have been your mother's sister from the mother, it would be never b'zachar gazor ishtu mishum shnia. Right, achis ha'im mina'im is an erva, dechsiv ervas Achois imcha, and we darshan, Rashi points out, bein minoav, bein minoim. Now, here's the question. Why sometimes do we say that kosha b'nekeva, erva, b'eshes, zachar, muteres, and why by your mother's brother do we say his wife is asura, because if it would be your mother's sister, it would be asur? So the Gemara says a very interesting klal. It all depends. Maishna hani maishna ha. What's the difference of these five cases that are an exception to the rule? And eishes ache ha'em minoim. Says the Gemara. Ha b'chad kedushin mikrovle. Your mother's brother's wife, there's only one marriage involved. Your mother's brother marrying this woman. That Achi Imai married a woman. But all the other cases before, Hani Adi Katrei Kedushin Lemakavlo. In the above cases, you need two Kedushin to make the Isser. How's that? Let's say your father-in-law's wife. So, first you had to marry your wife, and then he had to marry a woman. So anytime there are two Kedushin involved, we don't aser, we don't say kosha b'nekeva, we don't say kosha b'nekeva, so if it's a zachar, his wife is aser, only if that's the only marriage involved. But if there was another marriage involved to begin with, namely you marrying your wife, then a second marriage is not going to create an iser to the shnia. All right, Gedalia, you like that one? I could tell you like that. Okay. Okay.
I'm on the road.
I don't see you. You look like you're in a haunted house. Okay.
I'm on the road.
Okay. Right. So, safe travels. Mazel tov. Fine. Weiter. Shalach le Rav Misharshia mi Tusnaya le Rav Papi. Rav Misharshia from Tusnaya said to Rav Papi, Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, Rebbe teach us, Eishas Achi Avi Ha'av. The wife of the brother of your father's father. Basically, your great aunt. Your father's father's brother's wife. My father's father's brother's wife was just Nefteres, maybe 3 weeks ago. Okay, I'm just trying to picture it. V'achos avi ha'av, or your grandfather's sister, mahu. What's the halacha? Midulamata erva lamala nami gozerbe. Do we say, well, the wife of your father's brother is an erva, so then the wife of your father's father's brother should be a shnia. The wife of the sister of your grandfather is an erva. The sister of your father is an erva, so the sister of your father's father should be an erva. Oidilmad, or maybe no, haspulik darasa, maybe there's a generation gap, and therefore it doesn't go up another generation. Says the Gemara, we have a simple way to prove this, because we said that what are the shniyos, then in Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph, we gave 8 cases, and these are not some of them. Says the Gemara, Tashma Mahin Shniyos, like a Chashav Le'ubadaya. We didn't enumerate these. Says the Gemara, ton of a Shire. It left out. Didn't say all the cases. Now we know there's a rule in Mishnayos or Braisos that if it can't just leave out one. We know that there's a concept of a Chitana Kiruchla, that is a Tana like a merchant, that he lists every single case. But if he's leaving out, he's not going to leave out one. He has to leave out more than one. Otherwise, why would he just leave out one? So, my Shire, the High Shire, what else did he leave out that he left out these? So I would say, what do you mean? He left out both. He left out both of these cases. No? That's too pasha vakasha. Does anybody talk about that? What do they say in... In other words, my Shire, the High Shire, left out both of these cases. Maybe he left out Ishes Achi Avi Ha'av and Achois Avi Ha'av. Says Gemara, left out Shire Shniyos to be Rabbi Chia. It left out the Shniyos of the Kanri of Chia. Okay, should I cheat a little bit? We didn't do any Eon this week. Should we make believe this is the Eon share? We'll do a Taisus. I don't have Rachmanis on me because Sunday we don't have the thing. And tomorrow night, if anybody wants, in my sukkah, I'm giving a shir at 9:30. The Satmer Simchas Beis Hasheva. You could come even if you're not Satmer. It's social distancing and masks. only having like a minion. If anybody could come. Also, Hoshana Rabbah night, there's going to be something, either in my sukkah or in the shul, at probably later. But anyway, okay, so we'll try to tackle Tosfos here. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.